Against our better judgment, though, we now open the door to the bunker and welcome in Chris from sales.
Oh, not again.
What up? High five!
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Huh? Suckered into it every time.
Yeah. Kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't.
Greg, thank you. Butterfly kisses. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
I don't believe in COVID, man. Oh, crap. I said that out loud. All right. Hey, guys.
Hey,
what
Chris.
Are you two homos up to?
Well, we're doing
what
our show.
What are my favorite sapiens doing?
Just doing a radio show.
Hey, just to bring it down just a little bit, man. I was, you know, thinking with the COVID and everything, I've really grown a heart in the past year, and I don't think you guys are really respecting that.
Huh. Okay.
So last night, I was praying to a picture of myself.
No surprise.
You know, praying my usual things about, you know, praying for all the poontang I could handle. Mm-hmm. And you know, praying for Lamborghini to move back to what made them great.
Uh-huh.
For Hurricane Laura to hit hard enough to give my kick-ass home in the bubble some rain so I can save a few bucks on my landscape watering bill. You know, standard stuff. And then I got to thinking about my friends. My friends. Craig Milner. And George Duncan. And I got to thinking about you guys, you know, because y'all mean so much to me.
So much.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, it's not like I thought about you guys first. You know, I started with the top of the list with Tones Roams and Deep Press,
right,
you know,
those are your real
and
friends.
Seacrest and that. But I eventually got on to you guys, and then I felt really compelled to reach out to you today because in the past week I've lost minutes, sometimes up to 15 minutes of sleep a week.
A week?
Because I was contemplating you guys and what you're going through. And just want to tell you how much I appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Well, thanks.
Because I started wondering what it would be like to make 5 figs a year and the hardship that you guys endure, you know, just trying to make ends meet.
It's not easy sometimes.
And how tough that is. So I thought I'd come by here today and offer you guys side jobs to kind of help you make ends meet and to get you through this tough time.
Like what?
Well, like George, I'd like to offer you a job waxing my Bentley. It's not a euphemism, by the way. All right? That's not a sexual euphemism.
How much does that pay?
I'll give you $15 an hour. $15 an hour, which is like, I think, like triple the minimum wage or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But Craig, I want you to offer you a job. You can throw away all my used condoms. Now, it's a pretty big job. It's a pretty big job because there's a lot of them, you know. George, you can help him out. You know, you can come over to my penthouse, too, and polish my trophies. Be the first time you probably ever held a trophy, I know. But, you know, you guys can help me out. That just shows you what kind of heart the old Chrisser has.
Yeah, that's really, really big of you.
I don't think we're interested.
Listen, man, I'm concerned with those less fortunate than I am, which means basically that I'm concerned with everyone in the entire world. You know, I was having a threesome the other night.
Oh, my God.
An outrageous claim.
We're on the air. We need to go.
With two chicks who are like prosecutors or something for the DA's office or Fortune 500 companies or something. Anyway, right as I'm wiping them down, I got to thinking, God, George and Craig don't have a chance to experience this.
Well, thank you for thinking of us.
So I came by to express my love for you guys and to offer you what little I can in the way of letting you become part of my life in order to make your lives better.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
When you guys come by the penthouse, man, I need cleaned up quick, man. I just had a rager last night. Destroyed.
I'm sure you did.
Look at Craig over there. He's looking at me going, wow, is that really your bulge in your pants? Yeah, that's it, man.
You know what, Chris?
What up, man? What up?
I don't think you have a penthouse. I don't think you have a Bentley. I don't think you have any of that because
Lambo.
I just saw you yesterday trying to worm your way into a free hotel room at a Holiday Inn Express that they had reserved for the hurricane evacuees, and you were claiming you were a hurricane evacuee and had no place to sleep.
How low is that?
I did it for the free ice, man!
The free ice?
Well, he jumped through a bunker wall window, and I don't think he's moved. Well, he may be moving.
We just got that window fixed, too.
It's hard to tell. Yeah, he's still alive.
He's moving.
I see douchey Luke Bryan Jesus.
Ooh, ooh, this may have been it.
I know CPR.
Well,
hold off.
Oh, what happened to you there? Did you get on a megaphone?
Sorry, well, I haven't seen Jesus because of heaven.
Are we also? Okay, I guess we're good.
I'm back, you in that.
Oh, no.
Playing possum again.
Tell Norm my thoughts to it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thanks.
We will. That's nice, Chris. Thank you. There he goes. Chris from sales.